Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other languages. We are honored to be here with you today. Thank you for joining us. We will continue our study from the book of John in just a bit. Before we do that, I'd like to share a few things with you. Here are a few testimonies from other listeners. The first one is from Edwin in Kenya. He writes, "Thank you for keeping us in the Word of God through radio and helping us to keep on looking to the Lord in all things." Amoa from Ghana shares, "I started listening to Hope for Today in my youthful day over 20 years ago, and I am still listening due to the spiritual contents." We appreciate hearing from you, and if you'd like to share how this program has impacted you, we'd love to hear about it. Today, he will be teaching from John 16, verses 7 to 11. The title is The Comforter. In these verses, Jesus tells us he is leaving, but the Comforter is coming. And Jesus tells us what the Spirit will do when he comes. As he describes what the Spirit will do, it is obvious these are things only God is capable of. We believe God has shown himself to exist as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is not an easy concept for us to understand. However, if our God is infinite and we are finite, we should not be surprised that we can't understand him or figure him all out. I'm actually thankful God is beyond our comprehension, and we will never be able to completely understand him. Here are two verses which point to the doctrine of the Trinity. John 10:30, Jesus says, "I and the Father are one." Jesus calls himself one with the Father. The Jews at the time understood him to be saying he was equal with God, so they immediately took up stones to stone him because of his blasphemy. And this statement is blasphemous for anyone except Jesus. He alone is able to claim equality with God because he is God. Second, consider Genesis 1:26. God said, "Let us make man in our image." Notice God refers to himself using plural pronouns. We use these words to refer to more than one. What happened? Did God get the wrong word? Absolutely not. God knew exactly what he was trying to say and what he was doing. And when we are confused by God's word choice, there's a good chance there is a great lesson there for us. This verse points to the plurality of God's nature. We will never completely understand this or be able to explain it, but we believe and trust him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, let's give our attention to J. Mark for more teaching on the Holy Spirit.
God made us so we can think. He gave us minds, and we can, in a large measure, think like he thinks. And even though we can think, and in a measure like he thinks, we will never know everything, especially not just by thinking. Because we can't know everything, it's necessary for us to have somebody to help us, somebody who can guide us. Now the Lord knew that. He knew what our need was, and so in his plan, he sent a helper. He called that helper the Comforter, somebody who would be able to guide and help us. And Jesus told the disciples and us about that part of God's plan in John chapter 16 and verses 7 to 11. So listen as I read those verses, John 16, 7 to 11. These are the words of Jesus. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient, or necessary, for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. The Comforter, that is exactly what Jesus called him in the first verse of this text. And Jesus gives us two clarifications regarding this Comforter, whom we know to be the Holy Spirit. The first clarification is the promise of his coming. Jesus said the Comforter will work. He will have a work to do. He will reprove the world of sin. Now remember, Jesus is speaking to the disciples in one of those last discourses before he left them. And he said, "If I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you." In order for the Comforter to come, it was necessary for Jesus to go back to the one who had sent him. He had told the disciples this earlier, and he said if he did go back, then he would send the Comforter to them. The Comforter is the name of the one who was to come after Jesus to be with the disciples and to do the work that Jesus had begun. When Jesus went back to the Father sent the Comforter just like Jesus promised he would. Jesus spoke of the close connection between the Comforter and himself. And while we may not understand all that Jesus intended by this statement, we can understand that he said, "The Comforter will come when I go away." That surely is a clarification regarding the Comforter. And then there's a second clarification. It is the purpose of his coming. So first we had the promise of his coming, now we have the purpose of his coming. We want to think about this and try to follow what Jesus said. He said, "When he, that is the Comforter, has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment." So let's examine this word reprove. It means he will convict, or he will accuse. He will stand in judgment over the world because of sin and righteousness and judgment. Now I want you to make a careful note of the relation. Jesus is referring to the Comforter's relationship to the world. You see, Jesus always made a difference between the world and the disciples. So he was saying to the disciples that when the Comforter has come, then he will have a work to do with respect to the world. So what is the purpose of his coming? It is to convict or accuse the world. And there are three particular areas in which the Comforter will work. He will reprove the world of sin, Jesus said. Now notice in verse 9 why he will do that. He will reprove the world of sin because they do not believe on Jesus. That's so important. Lack of faith in Jesus will bring the accusing of the Comforter to the world, and it will also bring his reproving to the world. People are what make up the world, and the Comforter will convict and accuse them because they refuse to believe on Jesus. One time, when Jesus was teaching, he said to those around him, "You will not come to me that you might have life." And they did not come because they did not believe him. The Comforter is going to reprove and bring an accusation against those people who refuse to believe in Jesus. And so I ask you, my friend, do you believe in Jesus? If you do, what do you believe about him? And then Jesus went on to say that the Comforter will also accuse the world because of righteousness. "Because I go to my Father, and you will see me no more." What righteousness do you think Jesus was referring to? Certainly not our righteousness, because the prophet Isaiah 700 years before Christ said that our righteousness is just like filthy rags. So it must be that the Comforter is going to accuse the world of the righteousness of Jesus. That seems to be exactly what he meant when he said, "Because I go to my Father, and you will see me no more." Believe me, my friend, every record we can find about the life of Jesus tells us that he lived without sin. He didn't have any sin. He was absolutely righteous. and that is the reason why he could go on to the Father without anybody ushering him in to the Father's presence. Now you know that's not true for us, for you and me. It's not true of anybody except for Jesus. So the Comforter is going to accuse the world of righteousness to show them how they need help. Then the third area where the Comforter is going to work is to accuse the world of judgment. The reason is the prince of this world is judged. Who is the prince of this world? Why, it's the devil. It's Satan. He's the prince of this world. Jesus said so, and so did the Apostle Paul. Jesus said that the Comforter is going to accuse the people of the world that are not disciples of Jesus. He's going to accuse them of judgment because the prince of this world already stands under the judgment of God. You see, it's not a question of having a fair trial. The trial has already been held, and Satan is under the judgment of God. That would mean, of course, that anyone who follows Satan would also be under the judgment of God. The decision, the sentence, has already been passed. Now you can see how important an understanding of the Comforter is for us today. Jesus was so gracious to give us these two clarifications about the Comforter: the promise that he will come, and the purpose of his coming. He came to convict and to accuse the world of sin. Of sin because they believe not on Jesus, of righteousness because Jesus is the only righteous one and has gone on to the Father, and then of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. So there you have the truth from Jesus about the Comforter that he promised he would send. And you know something? He has come, my friend. Yes, and he is working. He's doing exactly what Jesus said he would do. Has he spoken to you in any way about your sin, about the righteousness of Jesus, or about the judgment of the prince of this world? I trust that he has.
Thank you, J. Mark, for this teaching about the Holy Spirit, and thanks for sharing with us from God's Word. What do you think? Was today's teaching helpful? Feel free to share with us your thoughts from today's program. Or, if you'd like to hear it again, just let us know. Here are several ways you can contact us. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send us an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or, you could write to us. Our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. If you would like today's teaching, just ask for it by title. Today's title was The Comforter. We can give you a printed copy or a digital file. Just tell us your preference and we'd be happy to help. When you contact us, feel free to request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and has questions from each day's teaching so we can better apply it to our lives. All you have to do is ask for a copy of Hope Herald. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or you can write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or if you forget any of this, just go to our website, heraldsofhope.org. Of course, you can access the website whenever and wherever you have internet. Again, our website is heraldsofhope.org. Now, I encourage you to join us next week as Pastor J. Mark continues teaching from John's Gospel. We look forward to being with you again next week. Until then, keep walking with Jesus. He's our hope for today.